holiday shopping season could be stopped in its tracks. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. That is, if rail workers go on strike next month. 4 out of 12 rail unions have rejected a tentative contract deal, and if workers walk off the job, there's no telling what might happen to the already fragile supply chain.
With that could come 700,000 jobs lost, a 4% spike in inflation, a 1-point reduction in the GDP, overall a $160 billion economic drop. That is according to the American Chemistry Council, which has a real stake in this game. 33,000 train car loads of chemicals are shipped across the country per week.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. Workers are concerned in part about a lack of paid sick time. President Biden says his administration is engaged. With Black Friday behind us, mom-and-pop shops are hoping holiday shoppers stay close to home for Small Business Saturday. Last year, the National Retail Federation says 51 million people took part. She electrified the airwaves in the 80s with hits like Fame and What a Feeling. Singer and actress Irene Cara has died. She was 63. A cause of death has not been revealed. Police in Idaho say the stabbing deaths of 4 college students don't appear to be linked to 2 other unsolved stabbings. The 4 victims were found dead nearly 2 weeks ago. Investigators say they've collected more than 100 pieces of evidence.
Most of the work is being done behind the scenes as they analyze all the forensics evidence collected at the house where those 4 University of Idaho students were butchered as they slept. The FBI has a mobile forensics unit at the police department.
Fox's Dan Springer. Students who fear returning to campus can take classes remotely. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A man who spent hours in the Gulf of Mexico after falling from a cruise ship is lucky to be talking about it.
A 28-year-old man excused himself from a bar on board the Carnival cruise ship Valor on Wednesday morning and never returned. Nearly 24 hours later, his sister reported him missing. The Coast Guard began an air and sea search, and then Thursday evening, another vessel reported seeing a person in the water. A rescue helicopter was nearby. The crew plucked the man from the water. He confirmed he was the passenger who fell overboard. Cold, tired, and dehydrated, he was otherwise stable. A Coast Guard lieutenant says it's truly a miracle. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
Hopes for a miracle were dashed in Florida. On Thanksgiving morning, police recovered the body of a little boy who had wandered away from his home. Aaron Pena was discovered in a pond in Orange County about 12 hours after he vanished. The child's mother believes he figured out how to unlock the back door. A disturbing case in South America, where a Mexican woman was apparently murdered for her organs.
Police say the woman traveled to Peru to meet her online romantic interest, who is a medical student. But soon love went bad, and she messaged her family she was heading home with a broken heart. That was the last they heard from her. Later, body parts washed up on a beach, identified as hers. Police believe her organs had been removed. The medical student, now under arrest. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
A group of gun thieves in Maryland knew exactly what they wanted. Yesterday morning, they crashed a car into a gun shop in Rockville and made off with multiple long guns. That's according to Fox 5. They had apparently tried to enter the store several days before. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.